What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Been talking a lot of football. Ravens training camp continues. By the way, we're also the home of Maryland football, and they kick off August 30th hosting FAU. And joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation fan guest hotline, it's the new athletic director at the University of Maryland, Jim Smith. And Jim, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. I am curious. The landscape of college athletics has changed so much. You just got done working for the Braves. You were the point man for the All-Star game, everything that involved that financially. Like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, did you think you'd be an athletic director at a major university?
Hey guys, what's up? And I appreciate you having me on today. And it's really great to be in College Park and be here at the University of Maryland. So really appreciate the time. And to answer your question directly, no, I think it was 20 years ago when I thought I was going to be an athletic director. Maybe it was even more than that when I was at Ohio State the first time working for Andy Geiger. And I really did think that was going to be the pathway for me. And then, you know, the journey took me in a different direction and into a lot of really great professional sports roles. And then all of a sudden, the landscape changed a little bit in college athletics, and here I am. So it kind of worked. So not 5 or 10 years ago, it was a little bit longer ago where I really thought I could be an athletic director.
Well, Jim, what are some of your main goals in elevating all of the sports at College Park?
Well, the great part is we already have a lot of great sports here in College Park, right? It's just about making sure we sustain and keep the sports that are high performing at that high level, and then how we build all our other sports into being really high achieving sports. So, you know, we've got great lacrosse programs. We got a great men's soccer program. You know, we've been very competitive in men's and women's basketball. Football's had, you know, more bowl wins, or the fourth most bowl wins in the last 4 years in the Big Ten. So, look, we have a lot of successful programs here. It's how do we sustain it and maintain it going forward?
Well, football obviously is the next big revenue sport about to start. You guys have a local quarterback who's part of a recruiting class that's got heavy local ties that a lot of people are excited about. You've had a chance to spend some time around Coach Loxley now. What are some of your thoughts on the state of the program heading into this season?
Yeah, I really like what Coach Lox has done both on the field and in the coaching room. Mm-hmm. Right, we've really continued to recruit the DMV really, really well. You know, everybody knows him here, and, you know, he knows the kind of guy he is and the program that we're developing here. And then he added some really good coaches in this offseason that have some great NFL experience. And I think that's really going to help us because we have such a young roster and we have to develop this roster in a short period of time. And we've got a really talented roster. They just haven't got a lot of snaps yet. And so having guys who've been at the next level of professional football, or next level of football, coaching them up and getting them ready in a really short period of time, I think is really a benefit for Maryland football. So I am really excited about this upcoming football season.
We're talking with Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's go to basketball if we can, Jim. And this, as a Maryland fan, last year was fantastic, but then the ending and the postscript was not. But Buzz Williams, since he's taken over as the head coach, has he slept? I don't remember. Full disclosure, I'm in my early 50s. I don't remember, maybe since the early days of Gary, seeing a guy that seems to be handing out offers, recruiting offers to players almost every single day. Just your thoughts on the basketball program as it sits right now.
Well, so when we talk about Maryland basketball, we really got to talk about both the women and the men's program.
Sure.
And how great both of those programs have been over a long period of time. But specifically as it relates to Buzz and not sleeping, there's a good chance he can operate with almost no sleep. The man's got an incredible amount of energy. I've never seen a more organized guy in how he approaches both his program and building his roster. And for a guy that came to College Park with zero players,
yeah,
he's really built a pretty good roster that we're going to be competitive this year. And, you know, really looking forward to seeing what he can do. He's very focused on recruiting the DMV as well. So, you know, I think we're going to do our best to make sure we keep the top talent here in Maryland and at Maryland, just like the past has done, because it's obviously served us well to do that. I think you may have seen an Instagram post over the weekend that also shows just the kind of the commitment on both sides of our basketball programs and how we're trying to recruit here in the Baltimore/DMV area.
Well, Jim, your first official date was, the beginning of July, so it hasn't been too long. But, of course, now we're in this day and age of college athletics where NIL, it's so paramount, having the resources for all of your programs. Just how would you assess Maryland's NIL stepping in?
So I think we've got a lot of work to do. I think the honest answer is, hey, look, it was different last year, but every program has a lot of work to do. The rules change. They change regularly. We have to adapt to those changes and really get after it. So in order, and I said this in my opening press conference, whether it's football or any of our programs, the department has an obligation to provide the resources so these coaches can compete at the highest level. And that's the goal for Maryland, that we're competing at the absolute highest level. And that's part of my responsibility, is to go out and find those resources and to create a really successful NIL program. And that's what we're planning to do. And I wish I started at the beginning of July. I started in the middle of July. And so I've got a few less weeks to have worked with. But we're off and running, and we're going to, you know, we're absolutely going to get after it so we can provide our coaches the most resources they can have, that we can get, so they can have and build great rosters of great student athletes that will represent the University of Maryland.
I often wonder about non-revenue sports in the world that we're living in, and really it's the business world, right? The scholastic business world that we're living in, and I love the soccer program there. Sasha's done such a tremendous job. You know, the field hockey program has been top notch. I mean, there's been a lot of different ways that athletic programs there have.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Contributed. What is it like juggling the resources that those, you know, that they need, and obviously the good that they do for those individual scholar athletes and the school itself, but also realizing, you know, the economic sort of realities of college sports in the year 2025?
So, you know, you have to, that's the biggest part of the job is to figure out how you do and not or, right? And so we have to have a great football program and a great field hockey program. We have to have a great both men's and women's basketball program, and we have to have great soccer programs, right? And so did Sash just call you? He was like just outside my office.
No, but I will take his calls gladly. Love, yeah. Sash.
And he, you know, and we're really fortunate here at Maryland that we have great coaches that want to be here at the University of Maryland, even though we may not have the resources that other places have. They are absolutely committed to being the most successful coaches they can be. Misty's another great example. And so how we determine what resources they get in order to be to continue to be successful is the big challenge. And those resources can come in a lot of different ways that might be different than are for football or men's and women's basketball. And that's really what I'm focused on.
Jim, not only you coming in this offseason, leading up to football, but you've added an impressive staff. Can you talk about adding Joe and Diana and the work that they're doing under you?
Well, you know, there were great people here before I got here, and they did a great job setting us up for coming in. And it also left me a few opportunities to bring really, really experienced pros in their professions to join me here at Maryland. And so Joe LeBou is a great example of that, right? A proven sports executive who's a Maryland Terp. And I think it's really important to make sure that we always have, when we can find really successful Terps to bring into the athletic department, it's incredibly valuable. There's not just a ingrained passion for Maryland, but you bring Joe brings a great perspective as it relates to professional sports and being able to combine that here at Maryland. And then with Diana, I needed to find a really experienced collegiate athletic administrator who has been successful at big programs. And I was very fortunate to be able to reconnect with Diana and convince her to come here to College Park, because the one thing I learned from a former Maryland athletic director, Andy Geiger, was surround yourself with people that are smarter than you and make sure that they've had the experience that can complement yours. And I think with hiring Joe and Diana, we've done just that here at Maryland.
Maryland football kicks off August 30th against FAU. New athletic director Jim Smith. Jim, this was great, man. Thank you so much
for your time.
Don't be a stranger. We'd love to chat again.
Hey, appreciate the time. Go Terps.
Go Terps.
Maryland football. We are the home for Maryland football and basketball right here on 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next, though, get to the Orioles. And the Orioles will be in action tonight against the Mariners. 6:30 first pitch, 5:30 BBT live from Pickles. That's Bob Haney and Jim Hunter. And how will they handle first base? Ryan Mountcastle's back. Kobe Mayo's been playing a lot of first base. How are they going to handle this? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.